June 8, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Let us make. Opening prayer. Father, as I read your word today, help me to see myself in the way you do, made in your image, beloved, beautiful, and redeemed. Read Genesis chapter 1, verse 24 through chapter 2, verse 4. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Adam and Eve. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Reflect. What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? To God, you look just the same on your best and worst days. As God continues to speak, creation bursts forth. The sixth day sees the land that had been created becoming inhabited, as living creatures are formed, followed by human beings. I recall many years ago considering who God was talking to when he said, let us make mankind in our image. As we saw on Saturday, in these early chapters of the Bible, we are already glimpsing insights into the triune nature of God. Is verse 26 a glimpse into the glory Jesus spoke of sharing with the Father? I wonder how many times you've considered your image today. Our passage declares that you are made in the image and likeness of God. While not divine, human beings are made like God. As Calvin noted, a man resembles him, and that in him God's glory is contemplated, as in a mirror. I have to admit that Calvin's thoughts were not mine as I glanced in the mirror this morning. However, I truly believe that God desires that we view ourselves in the same way he does. At the end of the sixth day, God declared all that had been made as very good. On the seventh day, he rested, not because of tiredness, but rather to give a pattern to humankind regarding the structure of a seven-day week. This pattern has become ingrained in humanity. Although we are free from the legal obligation of the Sabbath, we ignore it at our peril. Saturday is the day that is typically my Sabbath, given the demands of ministry on Sundays. Find time today to reflect on how God views you and reassess the rhythm of your typical week. Apply. Whichever you choose as your day of rest, consider seriously how you can make the best use of it. Closing prayer. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I praise you for your work in creation, and I thank you for your work done for and in me.